the people surrounding them, because of something that shouldn't be. So when the next change came, she, the moon goddess of old, would make her choice. She just prayed to the others surrounding her that it wouldn't be too late, and that the cost of the change wouldn't mean everything. Chapter 1. Blood roared in Cheyenne Lion's ears, but she didn't scream. If she did, he would win. And if he won, then all would be lost. It wasn't just her life she held back her pain for, but the lives of her friends, the only family she had ever known. This shouldn't be how it turned out. She was supposed to be safe away from the world that had darkened around her, away from the fighting and magic that were so far out of her depth. The things that she, a woman of science, had no hope of truly comprehending. The man behind her, that wasn't truly a man, lowered his head to breathe on her neck, sending chills racing down her spine. These weren't the chills of anticipation that came from being with a lover. Instead, they represented the dread that came from death, that portended the uncertainty of her own fate. "It's almost ready. Soon you won't have to wait for what's to come. Soon you'll do your duty, and the next steps will be taken." Cheyenne closed her eyes, swallowing the bile that rose in her throat. She didn't want to be here. Didn't want to know why Blade, the alpha of the Aspen Pack, wanted her. But she knew she didn't have a choice. She was stronger than the tears burning in her eyes, stronger than the need to run and hide from the monsters that lurked in the dark. At least that's what she'd always told herself when she stood by her friends' sides as they each found their mates and became part of the Talon Pack, thereby somehow becoming enemies of the Aspen Pack. Enemies of Blade. Cheyenne had fought alongside her friends and their new people, their new wolves and lions and witches, as she tried not to end up bleeding and dead because she was a mere human in the world of the supernatural. She'd kicked and screamed and tried to fight when she'd been too weak but had prevailed. The others, however, had been far too strong for her to defeat on her own. She'd stabbed and killed when one of the Talons, Max, a man who was now family to her friends, helped her. He'd helped her. But he wasn't here to help her now. She swallowed hard, aware that Blade still stood behind her, either waiting for her to say something, or just wanting to hear himself speak. She had to focus on him, had to concentrate on the present and not what she'd done in the past, or who she'd fought alongside. Cheyenne was a vet. She took care of animals and those who couldn't take care of themselves. Now she was surrounded by those who could turn into wolves and other creatures she didn't know, and didn't want to think about. Her friends had said there might be more out there than wolves, witches, and cat shifters, but she'd tried to put that out of her mind. She'd always been on the outside looking in. One by one, first Dawn, then Amy, then Danny, her friends had found themselves deep in the world of darkness and change. And though Cheyenne had only recently discovered the existence of magic and shifters along with the rest of the human world, somehow, she'd been fully ensconced in it, thanks to her friends. But she wasn't a shifter, wasn't a witch. She hadn't even reacted to the wards like the others had, either feeling the magic too much, like Amy, or feeling it differently, the way Danny had. Instead, Cheyenne had felt nothing. She didn't understand the lure of magic and only liked science and indisputable evidence. And while the world beneath her world, or rather the world that now ran alongside hers, intrigued her, she wasn't part of it. Her friends would one day move on from her more than they already had. She was still aging, while they were not. They were starting new lives, maybe even beginning families and growing into their new powers, strengths, and matings. And Cheyenne wasn't part of any of that. As the last of her friends made it into the Talon Pack, Cheyenne had told herself she was okay, that she would find a way to move on and stay safe.